share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Death in custody is not something new, and judging from the reported cases, it is not the end. As of last night, the 20th of February, a total of 10 custodial deaths have been reported by Bukit Aman this year alone. This time, it involves a 49-year-old man who was arrested for drug offenses. According to a statement released by Bukit Aman's Integrity and Standards Compliance Department, he was charged in court on the 7th of February, before being locked up in the Seri Alam police station in Johor. On the 16th of February, he was sent to Hospital Sultan Ismail for further treatment after complaining of breathing difficulties. Around 12:45 p.m., however, he was found unconscious in the lockup 3 days later, the 19th of February. A coroner was present and confirmed his death before bringing his body to the same hospital for postmortem. The next day, the 20th of February, the deceased was found out to be positive for COVID-19. As of now, the cause of death has not been determined yet, and the police are currently awaiting lab results and analysis reports. The case will also be probed together with the Criminal Investigation Unit on Deaths in Custody. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, Majin dies of alleged heart attack in police custody. Family only finds out 53 days later. Source: Polis Diraja Malaysia. Source: Polis Diraja Malaysia. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.